listening to the Digital Strips Podcast, the first
and best
webcomics podcast on the planet, and the only twin wannabe bounty hunters with hairstyles to match their fiery personalities. I am your host, and I'm just hanging around because I want to meet Drake and have him sign my... What? Oh, wait, it's not that Drake? Well, I'm still Jason the Midnight Cartooner Sigler. With me as always, he is tired of all this terrestrial bounty hunting and detective work. Can we please just get up in the air and literally watch our troubles fade into the distance? He is Steve the Geek Shipping.
Okay, so many questions. First off, do we want to be twins? Are we bounty hunters that want to be twins, or are we twins that want to be bounty hunters? Your tagline was very confusing. And also, my hairstyle matches my personality? Are you calling me a personalityless drone? Did you just call me an NPC, Jason? Do we have to throw down?
I don't think Steve knows which webcomic we're talking about in this episode, because this all refers to that comic.
No, it does, but I don't have any hair. So if my hair matches my personality, I don't have one.
I mean, you said it, not me.
I mean, yes, this radio personality that I'm putting on now is like a hat that hides my lack of normal, which hides my normal situation, but I don't like what you're implying.
Well, so what you're doing is you're putting yourself in the webcomics world. I'm just making us those webcomics characters. So we are the characters that have the hair. In this comic world, you get to have hair.
Neat. Okay.
And yes, that would be the most shocking thing to you. Not that you're in this fanciful dragon's world that you have hair.
I can turn into a dinosaur. I got my hair back. I'm going to go pick up ladies.
That would be great. I'm going off to complete the quest, and you're just like, nope, I'm going to meet chicks. I got hair again.
Hey, baby.
I haven't seen this in like 2 decades.
You want to know if the carpet matches the drapes? Check out the drapes.
I want to find out if the carpet matches the drakes.
Way to get it back on topic. I like it.
It is, but I also don't know what a drake is, so I'm going to have you explain that to me. As we talk about our comic for this week, the comic we are talking about is Talon Hunters. It is brought to us by Selena Ahmed. Talon Hunters is the tale of... Well, it's the tale of Grenod, which is a land where people shapeshift into dragons. Was it dragons, wyverns, drakes, and there's a fourth one, I forget. Well, it's technically five, but... What was it? Raptors, yes. So, I'm guessing it looks like we go different levels of, like, being able to fly. Like, dragons are the top of, like, you know, they turn into... They shapeshift into dragons, and they just fly.
Okay. Yes, well, you're all correct. So this is very middle grade in its world design, because anything that has like fantastical creatures that can be easily categorized into different types is something my 9-year-old daughter would just be all over. Like she lives for this. It's Wings of Fire all over again, but people can turn into the dragons. That's amazing. So dragons have four legs and wings. Wyverns, or wervins, I've heard it both ways, have two legs and wings. Drakes have four legs, no wings. Raptors have two legs, no wings.
Okay. I think I follow.
Yeah. That's it. Two legs good, four legs bad. Something. I don't know. Get some animals
and then
on
we
this
have
farm.
In this story, we have the mysterious kind of fifth race. They're not really a race, but they're the Oroses. And these are the cannibals that kind of cannibalize their own like dragon likes and gain new powers by eating them. So it's really, really sinister, really evil, like just on the face of it. So those are the races of creatures in this land. And we follow twins. Brother, I think it's a brother and sister, yes. Zem and Quill, and they're young, they're youths, and it sounds like they don't really love either of their parents. Like their dad always kind of squashed their spirit, especially their imagination, and was much more of a practical, stop doing that stuff. That's never going to get you anywhere. You got to do these things. That's going to make you money. And it sounds like their mom was not terribly present and helpful either, or at least what we know of her. And so they're just two youths that roam the countryside and terrorize adults and wannabe bounty hunters. You know kids like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't gone on a ill-advised bounty hunting mission?
Yes. So they are trying to become bounty hunters, and as such, they take on a bounty and meet other bounty hunters, or again, wannabes, those who are they either belong to or they're trying to join a hunter's guild, I think. So it's a fantasy world. It takes place in this land, and we follow these two characters, and that's the gist of what I've gotten from it so far. We are, it's extremely video gamey, and it's, here's your quest. You complete this quest, and you'll get this item. So, the MacGuffin is always present. It's always, okay, I gotta get this thing so I can get to level 3, because that's where I level up. And it's, yeah, very familiar if you've played any RPG in the last 10 to 20 years, I would say. But, and I found it to be a pretty fun comic. I think the look of it is a very good a mix of kind of American Saturday morning cartoons. I say that, and that's still such an old cliche that's like, I, as it comes out, I'm like, oh, wait, that's like from the 90s. Like, that hasn't been a thing. So, but just bright and sugary, and but not in a bad way. But I think that lends to the fun fantasy that it has the feel of for me. I don't really get too much like dark and, ooh, man, that's actually scary, or ooh, that's evil, and ooh, there's blood, that's disgusting. It's like, it's mostly all ages, I would say.
Yeah, it's definitely all ages. I think it does skew a little bit young in its targeted demographic, which is fine. Lots of colorful fun to happen. There is a dark undertone to the story. You may not have gotten far enough to it, but there's some definite feelings or some definite approaching of topics like racial discrimination and police abuse of power and stuff like that. You know, the things you want in your fun kids comics. But it's all handled very well. And everyone, as far as I've read, feels like justifiable. You feel so. Have you met Ruby? I don't know how far you got.
There's a lot of characters that kind of came up all at once, and
she maybe, looks like a fairy.
Gotta be more specific. I think there was a fairy like creature.
Yeah, yeah. Creature, okay. So anyway. The leader of the Hunters Guild that they're trying to get into, she is definitely. Has no quarter for Orosis, or however you say it, or people who would hide them and all that. But she presents herself as a good law-abiding person. But then you see like, oh, she's kind of maybe hard on these people. But then you realize that it was because her family was killed by one of those. So she's just trying to keep that from happening to anybody else. Everyone feels well-rounded, which is good.
Yeah, it kind of feels like the point of the story that I'm at is we're doing our introductory quest, and after this is where we're going to form our party, and we've met all of our party members. They're kind of doing different things right now. They're all trying to go after this one bounty and doing it in different ways. You know, Zim and Quill are doing their thing because they're twins and they know each other. They know their the ins and outs of how they work, so they can do that together. And then other teams are competing as well, and it feels like they'll all come together and form this party to continue the story after that. So it feels very video gamey, and honestly, I think that of a lot of stories I read these days. Very rarely is it the story for story's sake. It's like, oh, I can see the video game in this. So yeah, it's kind of cliched in that way, but I think it's told well, and I think the twins are fun. I think it's a interesting world. You know, you see worlds of dragons often, but I'll be able to shapeshift, and there's one scene, you know, where one of a duo, I think, is wishing like, oh, I wish I could be up there fighting with you, but I can't because I can't shapeshift, or I don't have wings. I'm not a dragon, so yeah, that's not my thing. That's yours, so. Oh, it creates interesting dynamics between the groups, if nothing else.
Yeah, it does. it raises the question to me, like, if you can be a dragon, why would you not be always a dragon? Like, until you need to open a door or something that requires an opposable thumb, I'm a dragon 24/7.
That bumper sticker just screams to me. I'm a dragon 24/7. What can I say?
Unlike you, who's just a drag 24/7.
Bummer. I think that was supposed to be a dab. I mean, that's as close as Steve gets to a dab. Sorry for you can't see him, because that's what that was. It's, yeah, and I alluded to that in my intro, of like, you know, let's be down here doing detective work and figuring out this bounty, and it's like, okay, but can't we be bounty hunters and dragons? And why wouldn't you be? Like, yeah, I think it's interesting because you get shapeshifters, and I think shapeshifters are interesting, a way of kind of diversifying your characters, because you get to have one character that can be both. I think it just said they can only shapeshift into this one thing. They can't, like, oh, I can be a dragon, but I can also be a wolf or whatever. It's right, like, no, yeah. I can go from human to, or whatever, not human, I guess, but from this to this, and that's it, and back. And that's all I've got. So I will admit I've read dreadfully little of this comic. I think I was on episode like 17, which, you know, feels deep, but it's also a Tapas thing, so it's not that deep. And I was just in the middle of that first bounty. They're trying to catch Briggs, I think, was the last name of the character.
Yep.
And
yep.
Yeah, I'm guessing you got to the end of that one and maybe on to the next.
Yeah, so I made about halfway through the existing stuff. Like I said, it's a Tapas comic, which are long. Like, it's like webtoons long, this one. Each episode is so long. And there's a lot of... I think it was originally made for webtoons because there's a lot of weird white space and some side panel or sideways panels that are super obnoxious. But on the whole, like, I really liked the character designs. I like where the story's going. It's very Avatar The Last Airbender, where we're trying to get these young kids together so they can figure out the way that they're going to save the world together and learn about themselves and each other and split off into pairings, and everyone's going to be shipped with everyone. And it's, you know, very tropey. But they're fun tropes. It's a fun world. I really like how colorful and animated everything feels. Does a great job implying motion, which is great. Really kind of necessary in a comic like this. The dragon fights are tons of fun, and yeah, it's a fun little comic. I had a great time.
Right, and as you mentioned later on, there it does get a little deeper with kind of lore, but also the world building and some darker elements. But at least like building a world around these characters and making it feel like a lived-in space. I mean, when you say like this is the land of Grenod, you have to set that place. Otherwise, it sounds like this is the land of Flarstan, and it's basically the United States. Sorry, I couldn't bother to make it interesting. So, it is worth mentioning that this story does start with the like impetus for everything of, Celosia, was a shifter who Rona, the leader of the Euroses, couldn't defeat. And finally they battled and Celosia dies. After she dies, she is martyred basically in death, and statues are made of her. The island is at peace after this because both of them are gone. And there's always the rumblings of Rona's minions trying to bring that person back, that character back, or maybe just rise in their name. So that is kind of the, again, if this were the cartoon, that would be in the opening credits. That short little story blurb.
Yeah.
Introduction. So that kind of introduces everything that is to come. So it was worth mentioning that, because we were talking about world building. There is that element there at the beginning and kind of just waiting at the edges to come up and overturn everything at you least expect it.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Well built world, well realized characters. Like I said, it's nothing new, but it's super fun, super enjoyable.
Agreed. I would love to have more time to read it. At this point, it's finding time to read comics these days is a heck of a a heck of a thing. I'm already reading so many, but if dragons are your thing especially, I would absolutely check out Talon Hunters. I think it's got a lot going for it, and it's professionally produced. It's very, very well done and fun.
Get your Wings of Fire tick from this.
Oh, man. Oh, that's a good point. I probably couldn't pull my daughter away from those books, but that would be really great because she is, oh my goodness. She's always losing them too. So I'm constantly hearing, where's my Wings of Fire book? I don't know. Where'd you leave it? It's right there on your nightstand. It's sitting right beside you. You just screamed at me. Yeah. So she always knows where her computer is. So I can say, hey, put your browser to, well, may I just give her the exact, because there's some stuff on top of us she probably shouldn't be reading.
Go to Tapas, search for dragons, and then I'll never have to parent you again.
Dad, what's a cloaca? Do dragons have one?
Ooh, that's a good question. Because, like, that would be weird if you, in one form, had external genitalia, and then, or, like, human genitalia, and then another one you had a cloaca. That would be, maybe they have cloacas in animal form. Or in human form.
So glad we could take this all ages comic and finally get to the dragon peen. Why wouldn't we? It wouldn't be an episode of Digital Strips if we didn't say something slightly inappropriate.
Correct.
What's not inappropriate is suggesting that you read this comic. Because Talon Hunters is joyful and engaging and fun and bright and... yeah, got a lot going for it. So check out Talon Hunters on Tapas. That will do it for this episode of Digital Strips. If you have any comments about anything we talked about in this episode or suggestions for future episodes, you can find us on Twitter. The show is at Digital Strips. I personally am at the Jason Sigler.
And I, Werbenly, am at Idahobo.
Or if you prefer, you can head on over to our website. That's digitalstrips.com. You can leave us a comment there in the show notes. You can also reach us by email. That email address is digitalstrips@gmail.com. We give special thanks to Chime and Adam Tell for our music, which is from their song, Hole. You can find Hole, W-H-O-L-E, along with many other great copyright-free songs on YouTube, SoundCloud, and Spotify. If you like this show, I have great news. We do another one. It's a show featuring two guys who have never met in real life, and they give each other plenty of reasons to stick to that decision, including discussing dragon cloaca. Is that the plural of cloaca? I feel like cloaca is probably the plural of cloaca.
I don't know. I've never had more than one cloaca at a time, so I don't know how to...
That's meant to be filthy. It doesn't really sound... It sounds very clinical, but he meant that to be filthy.
No, so. I've only ever, you know... butchered one chicken at a time, so you know.
That's another way to put it. But that podcast, if you dare seek it out, is called Then You Ruined It. You can find Then You Ruined It along with Digital Strips on pretty much any podcast platform you use. If those platforms allow you to leave 5-star reviews, we really appreciate those of both shows. So help us keep them both going. But until next time, for Digital Strips, I am Jason the Midnight Cartooner Sigler.
I have been Steve the Geek Shinny.
Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you in the fourth panel. Something dark happens, but then someone steals meat buns, and we wonder, why'd you steal the meat buns? Stop running away with the meat buns.
Meat buns are this comic's cabbage.
Why cabbage? Why is cabbage a thing?
Did you never watch Avatar The Last Airbender?
I did not.
Oh, well... no wonder this doesn't feel tropey to you. I feel like I refer to that show quite often.
Well, everybody does. That is the go-to of like, oh man, that's so Avatar. And I have seen so many Avatar likes now that I feel like I have seen Avatar, but I have not actually seen Avatar. So once I finally see like an episode or two of that, I'll be like, oh man, this is literally every comic we read for the last 20 years. Or show. Even TV show that we've watched or that I've seen, so yeah, it's fine. It's like Game of Thrones. Once I see that show, I'll be like, oh, that's where they first were. Now I know where they came from. They were all on this one show that I never watched about dragons. Tying it all back together.
Shut dragons in Avatar. Break away, forget you're so precarious.